In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the Great Fast, and we all know that this Sunday is called the Sunday of the Prodigal Son. And as we said, the journey of the Great Fast is the journey of repentance. It's from the beginning the Church is trying to get our attention that it is repentance that makes us again to enjoy the presence of God. And the story today is about this young man who chose at a certain time to go astray. We all meditate upon how he was able to come back to his mind and to go back to his father. But actually today we will reflect more on the attitude of the father. This man whose heart was full of love and his mind was filled with wisdom, how his right attitude towards both sons, the one that was lost outside and the one who had an issue inside, how this man was able to restore both of them. First of all, we see that when his son asked to leave, he did not hinder him from going his way. He gave him the freedom that he was asking for. Yes, this is something very risky, because this man could have put himself in troubles that even if he tries, he cannot get himself out of from. But at a certain time in the life of our children, there is no way and there is no meaning of keeping them against what they want to do. Freedom has a price tag on it. And this is something that's very important for our children to understand and for us to know when we should allow it. What is the point of keeping this son in the house, grumbling at all times and thinking that it is not fair for me to stay here? I want to go and start my own life. Yes, this cannot be given to anyone at any time. And this is something that we try our very best, that our children will not come one day and ask for this kind of freedom, that I want to go my way and I do whatever. Unfortunately, he understood freedom as being living a profane life, doing whatever with those people who were around him. But the father understood that it is time for me to give him what he is asking for. There is no point of keeping him here. He will never, never learn to appreciate his house and his father unless he goes outside and try to live on his own. He was wise enough to know that it is the time to give him his freedom and pray and ask in God that will keep him safe until he will come back to his mind. The second thing that he did and was very right, that we see that he allowed him to bear the consequences of his choice. The father did not go away, go after him and paying for his mistake, like sometimes when parents are very much tempted to do so. When my son or my daughter is doing something that we know is not right, they have to know that freedom has a price tag and they have to be able to pay for this freedom. Imagine this father going after his son and see where he is messing up and paying his bills. He cannot find a job wherever he is, then he calls somebody and get in contact with someone to offer him job wherever he is. And he keeps on going with him like this, over and over and over. The son will always be away. He will never ever learn the lesson. I know that this is something that's hard for us as parents, that we see our children bearing consequences of their bad decisions sometimes. But my brethren, this is the only way for them to learn the lesson. There is no way that we can cover on them at all times. It doesn't make any benefit that this son or this daughter go away and mess up their lives and we keep on over and over and over covering for their mistakes. The father was strong enough and wise enough to see and to let his son go his way and bear the consequences of his choices. Sometimes we struggle, for example, with our children, even to go and talk with them. How many parents, they try to grab words from the mouth of their children, begging them to sit and talk. We want to discuss things. And sometimes children are in a way they don't see that this will lead them to any way, and I'm not going to talk. You have the freedom to choose not to talk and not to discuss things. But at the end of the day, don't grumble when your parents will make decisions on your behalf, because simply when you choose not to talk, you denied yourself the right to be part of the decision. This is something that we have to keep in mind. If I choose something, this means that I have to bear the consequences of it. If they choose to do wrong and we still cover for their mistakes, this is the worst lesson that we will teach them. That they can mess up their lives and they are not going to pay for it. Somebody else is going to do. The father also, in his wisdom and his love, he built in his son's heart and mind the good memories that helped him to come back. You know, in the story, that when the son went away and he spent all of his money and he started to even to starve and trying to even find, like, try to get some food that the swine were eating, he came to his mind thinking and saying to himself, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. The good memories about the days, the old days that he spent in his father's house, helped and encouraged him to say, and I'm going to go back to my father. This is something that we have also as parents, we have to work on it every day. What kind of memories that we are building in the heart and mind of our children? Is the house a pleasant place to be at, or children are just waiting for the time when they are going to just break the chain and fly away? What kind of house that we are offering to their children? This young man, if while he was suffering there, thinks that, which kind of house I'm going to go back to? A house where my mom and my dad are cursing each other at all times? A house where fightings do not stop? A house where there is no respect to anyone whatsoever? A house that there is all kinds of profanity practiced in it and God is not mentioned whatsoever? This kind of houses will never be an attracting place to anyone. This boy, when he sat by himself, he remembered the good days, the good house, the good treatment by his father. And that's what helped him. Here I am perishing. How good were these days that I am now longing to go back and live again. The father was good enough to build these good memories, and it worked. At a certain time, these memories worked and brought back the son. We see also that when this prodigal son went back, the father accepted him and restored him to his first state without a word of blame. You know, this is a statement that discouraged many children to come back to their parents. Didn't I tell you? We all are very familiar with it. It is time now to give you a lesson. Even if you are coming with shame and guilt and trying in a way to find words, I will still make you feel more pain by blaming and making you feel even more worse, bad about how you what we did. This was not the time for the father to say anything, but you welcome him back. It is the discernment what to say and when to say and in which attitude. We do not notice sometimes, maybe actually it would be a good idea that we have a camera in our houses and we see how we speak to our children most of the time. And also for them also to see how they speak to us. This will be a good exercise for everyone. We speak all the time, most of the time, most of the parents, they speak with kind of authority and giving instructions over and over and over and over, and word of blame. I know you did it wrong. I told you you shouldn't have done it this way. Didn't I tell you? Now go and do it right. And then at the end of the day, we go and say, what did I say? I don't know why he is very upset like this at me. I have been all the time kind, and I'm trying to get him to do the right thing. Maybe this is what was in your heart, but at the end of the day, the message that you conveyed was like a chain around the neck of this person. I'm not also speaking that we should allow things to be very loose and we go on the other extreme. Okay, I don't want to offend you. Today I heard from Mabuna, I have to be nice. Just go and do whatever. I want you to be happy. If you want to go today and come in a few days later, it's fine. This is not the way either. Always there is a kind of balance that we have to keep. When we lose the balance, something wrong will happen eventually. Not only with the younger one who chose to stray outside, but even with the older one who had this issue now with misunderstanding. He was not happy when he heard that his brother came back. He started to pity himself and think, I was not treated fairly. I have been here serving, I never went away, and now my dad is celebrating the other one, and he just ignoring me. For this one, the father humbled himself, and he went after him to get him back. And he went with him into this kind of discussion. I want to get you back. There is some kind of misunderstanding. This is different than the younger one. The younger one did not have a misunderstanding. The younger one actually chose, I want to live free, and this is how I understand freedom. This is different. That's why he didn't go after him. He needed to experience something in order for him to be able to come back again. But with the older one, the father was kind and humble enough to go after him. He could have said in his mind, why should I bother? He have misunderstanding, this is his issue. Let him stay away until he comes back to his mind, and by then I will be able to talk with him. The father, his heart was full of love and humility and kindness, and he was not to allow this good occasion to make something like bad in the heart of the older son. He was humble enough to go after him and restore him back. When he went after him, actually the older one gave him some kind of a rebuke. I have been serving, and I have been always faithful, I didn't break any of your commandment, and you didn't do this and this and this. Even last style while he was speaking with his father was some kind of, carried some kind of disrespect. But this was not the issue here. The father here also listened. Listen carefully. What do you want to say? He did not interrupt him and saying, listen, let me tell you. Don't continue what you are saying because this doesn't make sense. He listened. This man is frustrated and he wants to say something. And after he listened to him without interruption, he answered with love and meekness. He just said to him, my son, even if you don't get it right, let me tell you, all what I have is yours. Even if you didn't see it this way, let me confirm the fact in your mind. I love you so much, and truly I didn't mean that I would hurt your feeling by doing this to your younger brother. This is the kind of father that we need all of us to be in his likeness. A man full of discernment and love and humility. That's why he was a symbol of the Heavenly Father, who is waiting upon all of us, not only waiting passively doing nothing, but actually pursuing us, going after each one of us to get us back. If we are in the shoe of either of these sons, the one who went astray outside or the one who had issues inside, it is time for us to come back to our minds. If we are in the shoe of the father, we are struggling with our children to get them to know how much we love, we care, we want them to be safe. Maybe the lesson for us today is from this man, how in his wisdom and his love was able to restore both of his sons. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.